are listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber-supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net, keep the site and all of our great shows going, and get some terrific bonus content as well.
All right,
we're going in.
Here we go, guys. Here we go. We're going in 3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to another live edition of Comedia Gogo's podcast, Public Access. Once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we are pleased as punch to have as our guest the live audience at the Blind Tiger Comedy Club. Let's make some noise. Yeah.
We're doing it live.
Do it live. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Fucking thing sucks. We'll do it live.
And we are happy campers to be talking about what today, Regan?
Our three topics today, the three questions is, tell us about a cool adult that you looked up to when you were younger. So think about a cool adult.
It's going
to
get dark.
Topic number two.
It doesn't have to get dark.
It could be
it's
fun.
It's not supposed to be dark.
Gonna
it's supposed
dark.
To be cool.
A cool adult
we're gonna
should
have
be
a guest
fun
member.
Stories.
I trusted him. He was a family
then he wasn't
member.
A cool adult. That shouldn't be an answer.
But no, because he was cool because that's what grooming is.
Whatever.
All right, save it for the game.
All right. Topic number two. What do you do to fall asleep when you can't? What do you do to help fall asleep when you can't fall asleep?
So jerking off is not an answer. Everybody
well, there goes everybody's
it.
Answers
yeah.
on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone says jerking off.
Yeah, come on.
Exactly. Everyone jerks off.
And finally, topic number three. Tell us about a time that you lost or found jewelry. Tell us about a time that you lost or found, or both, some jewelry. So those are the three
in
topics.
Davy Jones Locker.
We're going to be talking
we're
about.
In the bottom of a kid's restaurant, so I'm sure you saw Pirates of the Caribbean upstairs. What's his name? Jack Sparrow?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder how many Mexican kids are like, hey, Pirates of the Caribbean, refill my Coke. And so it's been a crazy week. How's your week been going?
This week has been going good. I just shaved and cut my hair.
Oh, yeah, you did. What do you call that?
Facial hair palooza, where I shave my hair multiple different ways. It's pretty fun. I didn't save it on the thing. I didn't post my new profile picture. Anyway, I had a beard like these guys. I grow it from November to February, and then I shave it off. And then I get a haircut, so I no longer have a beard.
Yeah. And so you do a bunch of different styles, right?
Yes.
You have yet to do the Hitler.
Yeah, dude, because that's freaking hack.
Is it hack?
That's the hackiest hack to hack.
But it's,
oh, I did the Hitler.
But you've never done it, so it's
exactly.
not
exactly.
You're better than that.
I'm better than the Hitler.
Okay, so
I will never do the Hitler.
So for people that don't know, Regan does his annual, what's it called?
Facial hair palooza. That's what I looked like earlier this week.
Yeah, that's the vagrant.
I had a beard.
Yeah.
That's called the vagrant. That's what I always start with. This year I did the bloom, which I had some flowers.
That's hack, dude.
No, this is like I've done the bloom like 4 or 5 years, and I'm always like, I don't want to do that one. Anyway, I'll get to some good ones, like this one where I had sort of pigtails on my chin.
Yeah.
Really creepy, really terrible looking.
Absolutely.
And you might say it's like cantiflas, but you've done cantiflas.
Yeah,
done
he straight up did cantiflas. Yeah.
This one was freaking awesome. I love it. Anyway, they can't see it. I don't know why I'm doing this for a podcast. People can't see it.
No,
anyway,
but if they go to @RayAugusto on Instagram and then add you and then you request them or decline them, I'll share them on mine. Mine's public.
Whatever.
So, yeah.
Anyway, so it's always funny when people don't notice that you shave. I have a coworker who works directly across a desk from me who did not notice until one of my students came in and said, oh, Mr. Regan, you shaved. And then she was like, oh, you shaved? And I was like, what the hell? How did you not
your
notice?
Beard, oh, because you have 5 o'clock shadow at noon.
No, but still, it was very dramatic. Anyway, she
well, that's
pay
online. It's dramatic. So how was your commercial love enable women's insecurities day?
I don't really celebrate it.
Valentine's.
I call it use a coupon or a gift card day.
Okay.
And so
a twofer.
I used a gift card thanks to Jess here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Gave me a gift card.
Did you do anything?
No, but it was very nice. One of my best friends, my literally best friends, there was a treat left on my front room porch, and it wasn't flaming, and it wasn't in a brown bag. It was in a plastic bag on top of my, on my doorknob.
Spaghetti all covered with cheese?
No, it was just a pan of like cherry, chocolate, Rice Krispie treats. So,
just left on your doorstep?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But it was my best friend. Like, she left it there. She's like, happy Valentine's Day, and it was great. And then me and my wife, like a chunk of it. I was supposed to bring it to share it. I didn't share it. And
did she say hi when she dropped it off?
Nope, she just dropped it off anonymously.
That's
like
creepy.
Like a creep.
Yeah.
How do you know it was from her?
Because it had a card in the bottom. It said, it's like, hey, like, happy Valentine's Day.
Was it used, like, with magazine clippings from letters?
No, it was, I know the signature. I know the handwriting.
She's kidnapped, dude.
That's
that was
weird.
A sign. She fucking...
Well, just in the climate of,
has she ever
like,
done it before?
Yeah, she's left food. There's been food left in our front porch.
But if she's your best
that
friend...
I'm the raccoon that just kind of like comes up to the door like, oh, fresh food. Just
why wouldn't she say hi, though, if she's your best friend? That's not best
friend. Because we don't
park
in the driveway.
She don't want to interrupt fucking finger bang Valentine's.
It's called stuffing day.
And I just...
It's called stovetop stuffing day.
Oh, you fucking the kitchen on Valentine's Day? Oh, that's what we should call fucking in the kitchen.
Stovetop stuffing?
Stovetop stuffing.
Stovetop stuffing.
Just make sure the burners are off and fucking go to town, dude. Yeah.
Ooh, the second season of Mindhunter. Sweet. Smack.
Yeah, exactly. Watch Netflix, bake, fucking put a bun in the oven.
How was yours?
Well, it was terrible. I didn't get anything. So, this perpetuates the whole, like, you know... double standard of like, you know, I'm an empowered woman and, you know, I can do things for myself and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, I'm an empowered man. Let's do things for each other. Flowers. Thank you. That's it. Yeah.
Well,
what did you get me? Oh, I didn't have time.
Maybe you're with someone who's old.
with that tone?
Yeah, exactly.
You're just with an old fashioned kind of gal.
Is that what you call it? Well, then fucking cook.
Oh, I mean,
it sounds
true.
Dick.
No,
that sounds dick. But if she's so old fashioned, fucking dress up when you vacuum.
Mad
Men. Like, I mean, come on.
Mad Men the shit up.
Yeah, exactly.
Have three kids. Let me run away. Start a new
Can
life.
Can we have it both ways?
Smoke cigarettes while you're pregnant.
Yeah. Like, why not?
Take the kids to the old house where I was raised by a prostitute.
Beat the shit out of them before I get home. And put fear in their hearts, and I'm going to beat the shit out of them worse.
Old fashioned.
Speaking of which, I'd like to shout out my man Chuck Vans. Check out his podcast, guys.
Yeah.
Chuck Vans, follow him at Chuck Vans, who bought me an old fashioned right now. So I feel like John Hamm. What's his name on Mad Men?
Don Draper.
That's right. Rapey McGee. So,
but no, that's not.
No.
There's other characters that did bad things in that show.
So,
Don Draper just did bad things, but that wasn't the thing.
So,
no.
February 14th for the, it's like Goodfellas. February 14th for the wives, February 15th for the girlfriends. So, I don't know if any of you guys knew this, but February 15th is known as Side Chick Day. Did anybody is celebrating Side Chick Day today?
No.
Now you are
and Brent Bumpers,
yeah, by himself. Oh, I hope she's comfy in the trunk. That's good. Are you celebrating Side Chick Day? Your name is not anywhere on this.
No,
Side Chick should know that there's Brent
Side Chick. Side Chick is comfy in bed, the bed of his truck.
Yeah, in the bed of his truck. Oh. Hide it in plain sight, right? Like you hear people, like you hear someone
just
struggling.
Just leaves in those trash bags.
Yeah, asking for help. But yeah, not celebrating Side Chick Day. What I
discount chocolate day.
Discount Cupid is what I call it. Now, what I normally do for the ball and chain is I'll buy her all the regular shit that you would get a basic bitch on Valentine's Day. The ones that need the validation and shit like that. The
what is that? That's just the chocolates, roses.
Chocolates, roses, teddy bears, all that shit that they show off to the coworkers.
All in a big balloon.
Right? And so they're like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And all their coworkers are like, you're so lucky. And all the guys are like, that cost $1,000. Right? That guy is trying so hard to get laid that is a friend zone dude, or he's cheating on her. Or
That's it.
Those are the only options.
No. Or he bought that last year during Discount Chocolate Day, put it in a nice hiding place.
Balloons don't last that long, baby.
No, he fucking get some helium.
Helium shortage. I don't know if you're aware of that. There's a helium shortage. Yes, absolutely. We are in a helium shortage, so.
It's national emergency. We need to, like, rectify that.
So what I do is what I think all men should do is they should treat their side chicks like their wives and their wives like their side chicks. So you can stop talking to your side chick and you can, you know, fuck your wife a little harder.
Stovetop stuffing day.
Yeah, exactly. Serious, fuck your wife like you fuck your side chick and
she'll be a happy woman.
Treat your side chick like you treat your wife and ignore her and get annoyed with her all the time. And then that is how you keep a happy marriage.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that.
I've always asked, you know, my wife for a divorce. Because for anything that I see online is that my divorced friends date like a motherfucker. They're always on dates. They're always going out. Every other weekend, they're having a great day, great time. Mm-hmm. And then every other weekend, they're a family dad or great family people and stuff like that. So I'm like, hey, Andy, we should get a divorce so we can date. So we can have time to date because everyone's so supportive of, like, you know, like, hey, I'll watch the kids for you so you can go out and find that love that you deserve. And I'm like, yeah, and then I'll pay child support and it'll go to our fucking joint account.
You hope.
Yeah.
You would think.
We'll find out.
Because everybody's got to taste all the Charms blow pops.
Right.
You got to try all the flavors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sour apple.
Yeah, you've been having sour apple the entire time. I want to taste the blue one.
It's a coup, dude. It's a coup. Like, let's just do this so we can date.
Hey,
man, you don't fucking know me.
Yeah, you got to try the new chip flavors. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
There's always new chip flavors coming out.
Yeah.
Exactly. So.
And you go, beep, 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 side chick, do me a flavor.
So February 15th, side chick day, but buy all the discounted chocolates and basic bitch shit and half-dead flowers for the love of your life, your mother. She deserves all of that shit because she'll be like, oh, my baby loves me. And even though you really don't, at least she'll think you do at a discounted rate. So, guys and girls, save some money.
What I like also is said person, whether it be, you know, whatever it is, side chick, wife, mother, whatever. They're like,
or all the same person.
Well, exactly, right?
That's all the same person. Wife, side chick, mother.
Well, I'm trying to watch my figure. I don't want to have that, so, you know. And then it's all this fucking loot, all this extra chocolate.
And then you eat
snacks,
it.
Snacks, and then I fucking eat it, dog. Hell
nice,
yeah.
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 That is good shit.
Cherry-flavored Kit Kats.
Is that a thing?
It is now.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Cherry-flavored Kit Kats are a thing.
I'm sure they
are. It's also adorable working in a high school because you see all of the kids that still buy the stuff. Right. I'm like, you guys still do that?
Yeah, but at the same time, you get to see all the failure happen too as well. All the
all the girls crying.
No, right.
And this is the thing. Why did Chad give Celeste flowers? I thought we were going steady, and he's like, I don't even know you.
I don't know if anybody in the audience has happened, but I saw this. I witnessed this.
She's a cutter.
The boyfriend giving the girlfriend the Valentine's gift in front of the high school, and the mom taking pictures of it happening.
Yeah,
it was absolutely adorable.
So, Mikey's 13, and if you're a fan of the podcast, you know that I am a pretty helicopter dad. Well, she got the thumbs up last week. She got accepted to a magnet school, so I'm really, really proud
of
her.
It's for
computer programming. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Again, you support me and my comedy career. And since she's going to basically separate from this guy that likes her, that she likes, and he's not allowed to date, and he's a little chicken shit, I love him. And it's a dad's dream of a guy. I said, you know what? You guys are going to be not, you know, you can have a boyfriend. So he asks his parents, because he's a total chicken shit goody two shoes.
Right.
Right. So he asks his parents. Both parents are like, who the fuck is this bitch? I'm like, you fucking call my daughter bitch. And then, like,
your little chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
Son.
Right. Yeah. Your chicken shit son. I'm like, bitch, daughter, fuck you. Right. And so they end up going, and it's the sweetest thing. And he's such a goody two shoes that he got her like a big thing and was like really kind of like. nervous about it. Like, he got it as big present, right? And they have a rule, and I don't know if high schools do it, but the middle school, you are not allowed to give gifts.
You're not supposed, the only thing they say, you're not supposed to bring balloons is really that what
because of latex allergy.
No, just because I think it's a distraction when they're getting.
Oh yeah, I get it. Right. So anyway, so
and they huff all the
yeah, right, exactly. To get high, if I could sell the balloons for drug money, and so yeah, he leaves.
They sell the drugs for Valentine's money. There at it my is. High
yeah,
school.
Oh, God, that's okay, sweet. Okay. You know what? That's real sweet.
I'm a yeah. inner city high school.
So. This goody two-shoes leaves the present in the office so it doesn't get confiscated, and then at the bus loop, runs to the office, checks it out, and gives it to her. And it was the sweetest thing. He gave her a teddy bear, a stereotypical box of chocolates, but because he knows her, Hot Cheetos, Big Red, and right. Chamoy ropes. Aww, and I was like,
man. Because he knows her or just because she's job. Mexican?
Like, no, because he knows her.
That's sweet. That's good. Her. Yeah,
very
yeah.
sweet. And he is... deathly afraid of me. Nom, 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 nom.
Good.
The it's fear so good. Is delicious. Oh, but, that tasty fear.
Yeah, because after...
oh, I feed on fear.
Yeah, I'm Pennywise when it comes to this little boy. And so, yeah, they had a dance, and she was like, hey, Dad. And I'm like, hey, buddy. And I'm like looking at him, and he's on the phone, and he's just like looking away. Like, he can't look me in the eyes. And I'm like, yeah, you better not look me in the fucking eyes.
that,
but he's a sweet
is that
boy.
Pantera
so
lyric?
I got it. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But have you spoken a word to him?
Absolutely.
Okay, so but
I like
nice
him a lot.
Him.
I'm very nice okay, to him. Okay. I was told treat him the way you would want your son to be treated when he liked a girl, and I'm like, touche. So
that's right. Yeah.
Shook his hand, looked him in the eye, and I was like, nice to meet you. But I gave him like Brandt eyes, and I was just like. And he was just like, oh, Mr. Garza. And I'm like, fuck right, I'm Mr. Garza. You know, people say, Mr. Garza is my dad's name. I'm like, no, Mr. Garza is my fucking name, boy. And so he's cool. He plays guitar.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Nah, he's chicken no. shit.
If
we're
you play
good.
Trumpet yeah. or French horn, you're good.
He plays French horn.
Ooh, actually, band kids are kind of bad, too, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're kind of the worst.
He's in band. He's in strings.
But they're not in the same high school now? For,
well, they won't be. Because they're in right, middle school. Cool. Yeah. I know. I know I'm clear. Cool, bro. Yeah.
As long as they're not riding on the bus to band trips, you're all right.
Yeah. I'm good. And if I did, I'd fucking chaperone that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. You'd have to.
What you gonna pick? Cock blocker. So that's what I would be. So I hope you guys had a nice female enabling day. And because I know I didn't. But I'm sure you guys are all in love and all happy.
It feels good when I'm inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the
So, love is a lie. Love yourself.
Just gonna, you remember that song from the 70s? It
was, I wasn't born in the like 70s James, like you two guys.
You guys have an 8-track?
Yeah.
You guys
yeah.
got that 8-track?
So, let's get this party started, and let's get ready for another edition of Comedy Go-Go's podcast, Public Access.
Hey, everybody. Well, it's time, speaking of Dorkville, it's time for the part of the show that I like to call, Yeah, I'm gonna look into that. It's a segment where I talk about video games and movies, and hopefully the enthusiastic reaction of friends and listeners and everybody around the world after about hearing said junk is going to be, yeah, I'm going to look into that. So this week, I'm talking about this upcoming movie called Ma. M-A. Ma.
Oh, what's up, Ma?
What's up, Ma? Yo, Ma. Yo, yo, Ma.
Like that GoPro that chick put on her butt. Have you seen that YouTube clip?
No, but I'm looking up now, yes.
Yeah. It's pretty good. But it's supposed to be like a feminist video of like how bad a woman's treated like when she walks the streets of New York and she's just greeted by a bunch of gentlemen asking her if she's having a nice day.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It's pretty good. Which she's like, they kept harassing me. I'm like, bitch, they're polite.
Well, anyways, mine about that. Ma stars Oscar-nominated Oscar winner Octavia Spencer.
Nominated Oscar winner,
yeah,
got it.
Exactly. She may have known her from such winning movies as Hidden Figures and The Help. And in Ma...
Hidden Figures.
In Ma, she plays this nice lady.
French black people.
This nice lady who's confronted by a gang of nice white teenagers who ask her, like, hey, can you do us a solid and buy us some beer? We're underage. Can you, like, hey, lady, can you buy us some beer? And, we'll give you some extra money. She's like, cool. I'm down with that. I just helped my coworker fuck a fish man last year. So, yeah, I'll buy you guys some.
That's where she's from?
Yeah, she's in Shape of Water.
Shape of Water.
Yeah, she's in the Shape of Water, yeah. So anyways, yeah, of course. Of course I'll buy you alcohol.
She's very helpful in all those movies,
though,
right?
The help.
She's the help. Right. She helped her friend.
I said that.
She helped her friend have sex with a fish man, and now she's helping teenagers get
It's the hidden
alcohol.
Figures that get things done. Anyways.
Fucking A, dude.
So she's
Viola Davis was in Shape of Water?
No. Octavia Spencer.
Okay, cool. All right, there you go.
So anyways, they're like, cool, what's the catch? She's like, well, there's no catch, actually. I'm just going to do it for y'all. By the way, if y'all guys need a place to crash and hang out, you can bounce at my pad. Ooh. All the teenagers can come hang out in my basement and get drunk, toe up, and all that good shit. And
you're using vernacular that... incorrectly.
Well, that's the point, because she's like the older lady
trying to be like, hey, what's up?
Cool, teacher. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. So all these teenagers basically hang out at her pad and
at her pad. Okay.
And she just basically asks, all you got to do is call me Ma. And they're like, fuck it. Yeah, we're going to call you Ma. And they get drunk.
Yo-Yo Ma. And she starts playing cello.
Yeah, and she gets really familiar with them and gets really friendly with them. But the catch is, as they find out, is that she's not who she seems that she is. She's not the nice lady. And they go exploring her house, and they go into rooms they're not supposed to. And then she finds out, and they wake up basically not remembering what happened the night before. And then horrible things ensue. What horrible things? I don't know. We'd have to watch. Ma! Yo, Ma, what's up with that chicken, Ma? So that's like what I think. A great title. My brain just goes there, anyways. So it's
shedding a light on female sexual predators.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you know it's sexual? Not just like she's just gonna kill him.
No such thing.
Yeah, the connotations there. Stuff happens in a bedroom.
Yeah, bro.
It's Octavia Spencer. You saw Shape of Water.
Yeah.
Well, and she's very helpful.
She is very helpful.
But like, what was that the one of the early ones of the teachers that had sex with their student, but then they had kids?
Yeah, they ended up getting married.
What was her name?
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't know, but everybody remembers.
Yeah, yeah. Where he was like some weird race.
What does that have to do with anything?
That's like the most racist thing you could ever say. Actually,
was
by calling a race weird.
No, because you got the four basic food groups.
I didn't know you could get more racist, Larry.
You got the four basic fucking food groups. What's wrong with you?
You got black, Asian, Latino, and white. Whatever white means, it's other. But he's like a subculture of like he looked. I don't know.
Yeah. Is that
he was dark.
He's like those Mexicans in Born in East LA.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking not other than Latino. OTM.
Yeah, because that's when they do the census. They
other
go,
than
it's,
Mexican?
It's white, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, and then but what? With a question mark. That's the box. It's like what?
He's like on King of the Hill. He's like Laotian or whatever the fuck he is. Like he's one of the weird ones.
This is aside from the point. Inspired by the movie Ma brings up the first topic question of the night, and the topic is, tell us about a cool adult that you looked up to when you were younger. Ma is like this chick that fucking buys alcohol for these underage kids, and they think she's really cool. Goes sour for them, but you know, in reality, it doesn't have to go sour. It could be someone you actually looked up to and you thought were cool.
It goes sweet.
Family friend, family member, or just maybe like a, you know, just somebody older, someone's older brother or whatever. I don't know. It's different scenarios. That's what the question is.
Tell us
about a cool adult
who you
looked up
that
to.
Was older than you.
That's not what we're talking about.
All right, exactly.
The person I looked up to when I was a kid, and I thought he was super cool, was my uncle, because he did all the things that I didn't learn how to do, like skateboard and ride a bike and, you know, smoke weed. Things I just never, you know, caught on.
Write in cursive.
Read books. I thought he was so cool, even though, like, I don't know how to ride a bike, and I here's the thing.
Don't laugh at him, bullies.
This is my Liam Neeson.
Leave him alone.
Nah, y'all can laugh.
This is my Liam Neeson moment where I share something I shouldn't have shared. I should share with a therapist before I share with the public audience. Like, why did he say that? Like at a press conference, why did you bring up you don't ride a bike? And he just goes really sour. No. It's fine.
I hate all people that ride bikes.
So I didn't learn how to ride a bike because my father bought me a bike, and he's like, here's a bike for you for Christmas. And I'm like, awesome. And it was like this 10-speed bike that was like for a teenager, but I was like 6 years old. It was this fucking gigantic bike. I couldn't ride it. And so they're like, well, you'll grow into it like eventually. And then they gave me like this little, you know, kiddie bike with training wheels to hold me off. Now, the cool bike, my uncle was able to ride it. And day one – he took the bike and he drove it downhill and he slammed it right into like a garbage can.
I can see why he looked up to
and
him.
Demolished the bike.
Hell yeah.
He demolished my bike that I was going to like learn how to ride, but I still, yeah, exactly, yeah. But I still looked up to him. That's how much I looked up to him because he was cool. He had cool friends. He was like, you know, just cool.
He lived at grandma's house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he lived in the other bedroom. Yeah, exactly. It was that's kind of like what I'm getting at is that right. He's everything I wanted to be, which was just fuck around, do nothing. Oh, are we playing Donkey Kong? I could play Donkey Kong with you.
An unemployed guy who lived at his grandma's house, had metal
didn't wake
posters.
Up till noon.
Yeah.
Was mean to my grandma.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly what that's what it was.
You know, a cool person.
He was a cool person. Yeah, he broke my bike and I can't ride a bike as a result of that, but I fucking love him. Yeah, I love
the trainer wheels bike.
Yeah, but I fucking like got chafed because the seat was all fucked up, and
wasn't.
Like a week later I got fucking chicken pox and I was scratching my ass and my nuts, and then I thought it was the bike's fault. I thought it was germs. Like I thought I got chicken pox from the training wheel bike, which is ridiculous. It's not how you get chicken pox. Yeah. At least I mean
it's from vaccines, man. It's like we
exactly.
Vaccine our kids.
Right, exactly. I learned my lesson. Anyways, I looked up to my uncle, even though he is the reason why I can't do basic things.
Quinky Dinkly. I also looked up to my uncle, and then this was my aunt's husband. Like, was that a blood uncle of yours?
Yeah, it was blood uncle. Yeah.
Okay, so this guy, he helped raise me. He was awesome. He was a Marine. He was you know that uncle that tells really tall tales, and you're like, you're full of shit. Like, he used to say, like, I'm a mercenary from Mexico, and I get paid to kill people. And you're like, you know, calm down, bro. And then he didn't like that I didn't believe him at this 10-year-old that didn't believe him. So he came, and he was like, I'm a third-degree black belt, and I've won all these awards and all this stuff. But he wasn't from San Antonio. And so I'm like, chill out. But he would leave for, like, long periods of time, and I just figured he, you know, worked in oil, which he also did. And so then he comes home with all of his, like, trophies and all of these pictures of him in a karate gi, because he was this fat dude. But all of these pictures of him when he was younger in his karate gi, take down master, takes down another. And it's like, well, you couldn't, like, print at the time. It was in the 80s, right? And then
Photoshop didn't exist.
Yeah, exactly. And so he had a black Suburban. And I remember I was about 10 or 11 years old, and he goes, hey, I need your skinny arms. I was like, hey, man, come on. And so he removes the ashtray. That's how long ago this was. The Suburban had ashtrays. So he removes the ashtray and goes, go into it until you feel a bag. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm getting murdered. And so I reach down, and I pull this black bag out, and he pulls out this giant wad of money and hands me a $100 bill and says, thank you. And I went, holy fuck. And then in the mail, he gets a thank you plaque that he still owns to this day. It's all in Spanish, thanking him for his service from the president of Mexico at the time.
Oh, wow.
So my uncle killed drug dealers and burned. He had a picture, because he worked with the DEA too, as a mercenary, burning all of this weed and drugs. And he was like, that's 100 pounds of weed that we burned. And I was like, wow, you confiscated 100 pounds of weed? He goes, nope, we confiscated 200 pounds of weed. So that's why he was my hero.
Yeah.
But he ate my M&Ms and tore my Jack Nicholson Shining poster.
You'll never forgive him for it.
Never.
I thought the bag that you were going to pull out was either going to be drugs or it was going to be like ears from Nom.
Funny that you say that.
I know, because you've told me something about that.
He collected – okay, so I know very few self-defense moves. Okay, I know how to use a knife because he taught me how to use a K-bar, right? All Marines know how to use that, right? And he taught me something that he learned in Vietnam, and that is how to remove a man's ear when you're interrogating him. I know how to do that, and I don't like that I know how to do that. I don't know how to throw a punch. I don't know how to defend myself. I don't know like how to take someone out. But if someone's talking shit, I'll just pop and take their ear off and be like, no one's you can't hear shit. Like, I don't talk shit because you can't hear shit. And he's going to be like, my lobes. And I'm going to be like, that's all I know how to do. And then run.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty confident that if I fucking removed
a
man's ear,
yeah,
I would avoid fighting.
And then he would talk into it, and then he'd play Stuck in the Middle with you.
But yeah, well, anyway, so he had a necklace of ears.
God damn it.
Yeah.
That's real.
From Nom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Good.
My adult.
Said that. I'm just
bow! And he just kept slapping it. Bow!
My adult's not related to me because my uncles are all right, I guess.
Mine ain't.
Oh, that's right. Well, they're not like uncles.
Got it.
He was this old preacher guy that used to be a guest preacher at my church. And he was this old Mexican dude with like a gray ponytail and like a goatee.
Fuck yeah.
And with a cane. He was this old wise man, and I loved him. And he was in Nam too, and he was missing half of all of his fingers because they cut him off. He got, it was a prisoner of war.
POW?
Yeah, and they cut off all his fingers, so he had like cool stories and that. But he was just so cool because I was like 12 and he came into the church and he was like, I was like in the youth group and he was like, hey guys, guess what? A lot of the Bible isn't true. And I was like, what?
What?
Father Knuckles? Are you serious? And I was like, how? You can't say that. And he's like, yeah, check it out. Like Adam and Eve, the freaking story. It's a story, guys. He's like, Adam is a Hebrew term for a man. So it's like in the freaking ancient Hebrew text, it's just talking about the creation is just about a man and a woman. The important thing to know is that God just created. And he was like, it's not about the Bible.
You got
to
do it like that.
Yeah, I forgot which hand it was. But I was like, dude, you're so cool. I love this. I love the fact that you're coming in and saying basically what the other preacher just said last week isn't true. I was like, that's freaking a punk rock of you. I don't know. I just thought it was really cool.
Height 2.5.
No,
because that's half of five.
It's three.
That's half of five. Oh, he had his whole thumb?
Yeah.
Got it.
He's a tiger palm. Tiger palm.
High three.
Buddha palm.
Yeah, three.
Right on.
But yeah, he was just the coolest dude, and he would come in and give guest sermons, and he would always just say random stuff that would blow my mind because as a growing boy, you're like, this Bible things, religion thing, I don't get it. And he's like, it's okay. Like, it's okay.
You don't, it ain't true. It.
Yeah.
Kind of. You're not supposed to get it. Yeah. It ain't true.
No, it's like, nice to get that perspective at a young age.
And then as I grew up and learned stuff, I was like, yeah, he's totally right. This guy is really cool. And he still comes and gives guest sermons at the church that I no longer go to since I'm 18 because I gave up religion.
Does he suck?
And from the book of Paul to the Ephesians. The Ephesians remind me of Charlie, and I don't think Paul ever really saw the shit.
But the real question is, does he sit on the chair backwards, school teacher style?
He never did. He was the pacing back and forth.
He couldn't. You gotta have a full hand to flip a chair backwards.
He tried to.
It's weird because you take
his hands and then the chair.
It's a thing you don't notice because if you're just like this, you can't really notice that you're missing the other. So you always like kind of forget.
He just dabbed people. He dabbed before dabbing.
Like, and I think it was like, do you guys remember Bob Dole? Bob Dole, how he always hold the pen with that one hand he couldn't use.
Yeah.
I think he would always hold his cane like this, mm-hmm. so you couldn't tell. And so like, it was kind of his way of like.
Oh, he's cane. Like an action figure.
Like a Star Wars figure. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You just kind of. He just popped the cane in there.
He slid the cane out like a lightsaber, like slid up there because he's like, sure. Okay.
So, yeah, that was my cool adult.
So, if any of you guys have answers.
Oh, and he bought me weed. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, you bought your opium.
Sorry, answers.
And we'll pull up our Facebook answers. So, if you have answers, please go up to the microphone. And your name, sir?
Julian Castro.
Julian Castro. You're right. 2020.
All right, I got to set the time. It was the 80s, and we were freshmen. Mm-hmm. And one of my classmates, her older brother, was a senior. He just graduated. He was an older guy. Yeah. So he was always showing up in a motorcycle, you know, Jack. He was our Fonzie.
Got it.
So,
right.
Or Matthew McConaughey, whatever. He was always showing up, and he was a cool dude. And everybody loved him. And he showed up at the quinceañeras. We're like, man, that guy's awesome. And he was kind of a tough guy.
Right.
Well, fast forward just like 2 years ago, he ends up coming up on mySanAntonio.com, and he has a Nick Nolte mugshot.
Whoa.
They busted him in a hotel. One of a father was following his 16-year-old son. He was drugging the 16-year-old boy and having sex with him.
That's who you look up to, Ron?
No, that's why you used to look up to. Now,
we joked about this. This isn't where the story was supposed to go.
I told you it was getting dark.
It got dark really, really fast. So,
well,
yeah,
it's like the movie.
We looked up to him. You looked up to him in a long time ago. Now, he was still cool because he was still riding a motorcycle because he's on Facebook. And I don't want to mention his name or anything. Cause,
please don't.
Yeah. Well, we just got to go to
no, but
all you got to do is mySanAntonio.com and just Google Nick.
Nick Nolte. No, Mexican Nick Nolte.
So do you think, okay, honest question, and this is going to sound like I'm making fun, do you think that he was hanging out with younger kids back then because of what he did now?
No, because the thing is, I've known the guy for the last 30, 40, not really know him, but know him.
Right.
Anyway, but he was still hanging out on Facebook with other people doing the bike rides on the weekends and on his bike and everything, and then all of a sudden just, bam, he came out on MySanAntonio.com. I was like, wow, this guy's been... you know, doing things with little boys for a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
But like diddling or straight up jamming? That's a common question on this podcast.
He somehow.
Put that out there. I mean, it's true.
It is true. We got to decipher diddling or straight up jamming.
Does it really matter?
Yeah, I got dark really quick. Well, Brant, let's bum us out some more.
All right.
Yeah, I said it's going to get dark. Thank you. I mean, Julian Castro for answering.
Yes. See, mine's really boring. Okay.
I highly doubt it.
I'm sorry. It is. I really looked up to my scoutmaster because he could fuck.
God damn it.
Hell, come on, man. Jesus Christ. He's pitching tents.
I knew it.
Tying knots.
We blow.
Yeah. Or my Weeblow badge.
Convincing me that I'm the only kid he's doing this to? What?
You're a legit Eagle Scout, right?
I'm a legit Eagle Scout, and because of that, I got it in 6 months. I'm just joking. My Scoutmaster, I didn't really look up to him. He didn't fuck me that hard. But anyway.
This is SOP.
He wasn't that good at it. But yeah.
It wasn't after you tied the knot?
Come on! Exactly. Douche!
Come on!
That's right. Thank you for doing that. No, but seriously.
Spread Eagle Scout.
This is why it's boring. I look up to my dad.
Unfortunately, podcasters can't see me or hear me nodding my head back and forth.
Going, oh,
eyeballing
yeah.
Eyeballing the
That's what not, no, shaking your head shaking means head. No, nodding
no,
means agreeing.
My dad is the person to look up to because he
your
can
dad's
fuck.
A good
no, stop it!
Stop it! You know what? But that's you're not alluding to fucking you because I'm sure your dad could fuck because
he
is a fucking cool motherfucker, dude.
I've seen it.
When I see your dad, I'm like, that dude could fuck.
He can. Yeah, and the thing is, like, he fucking rides a motorcycle. He conceal and carries. It's like my brother when they go on road trips on their motorcycles. Here's the thing. He's unassuming looking, but he's fucking dangerous.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, he used to be a lot more standoffish, a lot more kind of like cold. Yeah. And I loved that, I guess, because you know, I had no choice. That was my dad. No matter how much he locked me in the closet. Or forgot to feed me. No, I was joking. But, like, the thing is he was always that, you know, stand-up guy. He always, looking back, I realized when he did shit that was like, okay, we ate dinner, but he didn't eat dinner because there wasn't enough food to feed him
us.
Yeah, that kind of shit. So I was like, all right, this guy's really fucking awesome. But that was why I was saying it was so boring. That's why I had to throw in a bunch of, you know, child fucking and scoutmasters. Because otherwise it would just be boring to say, I like my dad.
Yeah, no.
That's a great answer. Why couldn't you just say that?
Because I can't.
Well, you know what? I like Mr. Bumpers too. And he's so cool, he's not going to listen to this podcast.
No, he's not. Matter of fact, he would probably listen to this podcast if I forced him to listen to it. And he would just shut off his hearing aid. Yeah, because he's like, you're talking about me fucking.
I don't need to know how good I fuck.
I
already do.
Yeah. I hear that every day.
I don't appreciate how you undersold me.
It's five years old, and he's all, did you hear that? It's called a queef. Now go back to bed. I love you, Dad. Anyway,
you don't right until you make the pussy fart. That's something that my dad taught me.
What's happening? What is this?
It's called.
What is this Unbreakable? Is this fucking derailing train and Bruce Willis is on it and he doesn't die and we're just live the life to fucking hear about it?
You have to turn on her inner box fan.
Think about how great of a father he would be if he taught your son he didn't fuck it right till you make the pussy fart. And so finally, when...
Well, what's funny, because all the wise words, because it's cliche that all the wise words that you, like, take in, like, you know, you're like, happy wife, happy life, happy wife, like, it echoes, and then you have that, like, you're 17 years old or 18 years old or 25 or 30, whatever, it fucking works for you, whatever, and you're getting late for the first time, and you hear those words... echo in your brain. You're not doing it right. You hear a pussy fart. You hear a pussy fart. You're pussy fart. You're right, Dad.
Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah, exactly. Nothing better than thinking about your dad's voice while having sex
and then trying to make her fucking vagina have a fucking.
Well, anyway,
love butterfly.
Love butterfly.
That's right.
That's a nice way of putting it.
It's a very nice way to put it. Yeah. But he never said that.
Flutter.
He said straight up queef intertonic box.
Facebook
thing.
Answers.
It's like a metastasized topic that will not go away.
No.
So
I walk away from the
answers
microphone.
From Facebook.
What did Facebook have to say?
Anyway, Steve Colmes, who hopefully didn't molest kids,
God.
said the person that he looked up to was Artie, the strongest man in the world from Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Right on.
Okay, yeah.
Innocent.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Travis.
That's a good, wholesome answer. I like that answer.
Travis K says that the person that he looked up to, he says, I'm a lame person who lived in the same lame town for 21 years, so it's kind of weird to see how these cool people become just another statistic. Uh-oh. One of the examples was Officer Plaid. His name was Officer Plaid. He was a super chill officer who would always stop and talk with the kids, and once he helped our family excise a particularly nasty-tempered possum from our garage using pepper spray and all the speed he could muster to get out of the enraged creature's way, he made police chief. But about 9 or 10 years ago, he got busted for DUI and lost it all. I imagine he's still a good person, but I haven't seen him since. Mm. Officer Plaid.
Nope.
Tori Pohl says she looked up to James Bond. He got laid, like, all the time. Alfred Perez says Super Dave Osborne.
Yeah.
Travis Reyes says the old person that he looked up to was Larry Garza.
Yeah, he's a good role model.
Damn. James Vasquez said,
I taught you how to fuck.
Yeah. You taught, what friggin' did you tell him?
Same thing.
Same thing?
Yeah, make the pussy fart.
All right. James Vasquez said Rudy from Monster Squad, the guy with
yeah.
the leather jacket.
No, yeah. I was thinking about Rudy from Monster Squad when he brought up the guy that fucked a 16-year-old
that's
boy.
Cool as hell. Carrie Reyes says...
That's not cool as hell, by the way! That's not cool at all!
It's called grooming, man.
Carrie Reyes says, my mom was a teen mom, and growing up, even I knew all the adult friends were effing losers and not going anywhere in life. I thought I was cooler than all of them because I was at least going to school. Now I'm in my early 20s, and oh, how the tables have turned. Maybe I shouldn't have been such a dick kid.
So, who do you look up to, Carrie?
Yeah, nobody. I guess mom. And then Susie Hamilton says, my sister, who's 11 years older than me.
Oh, yeah, good answer.
Yeah.
Short, that's sweet, awesome. To the point.
Well, speaking of horror films.
Yeah.
Then make you curl in your seat and question stuff. Ma! Yo, Ma! Come in the theaters.
It's just called Ma.
It's just called Ma. It's not Yo, Ma. It's not Yo-Yo Ma. It's Yo, Ma, where the chicken at. It's Ma. Just Ma. M-A.
Yo, Ma, where the chicken at.
Starring Oscar-nominated winner Octavia Spencer, Mrs. Hidden Figures herself. She's a national treasure, and I love her, and maybe
and
I'll go
see
her.
She was great in Dinner with Schmucks.
And she was really great in Dinner with Schmucks, and I like to see her exercise her comedic chops because she's quite pleasant.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite pleasant. So, Ma, yeah, I'm going to look into that.
And now it's time for my segment in the podcast called Dad's Corner.
Hooray!
Here we are on Dad's Corner, making dreams come true.
Stop counting coupons and get involved in Daddy's Corner, bitch!
That's right. So I want to ask the audience, how many parents do we have in the audience today? Make some noise if you're a parent. Ooh, do we outnumber? Okay, we do. Okay, you're pointing to he's a parent, you're not. Oh, yeah, side chick day.
Nice.
So my topic question is, what do you do to try to fall asleep? And the reason why that is because, you know, as a father, I take the kids to school. And they have a hard time waking up, right? And so when you have a hard time waking up, it's usually because you had a hard time going to sleep. And lately, because of the cold weather this time of year, it's so cozy to be asleep. And it's so cold during the morning.
Yeah.
And you want to just stay in bed. But at night, you're just really hyper and stuff like that. So I've asked, you know, like, you know, I've had restless nights lately,
mm-hmm.
right? So I've passed on. You know, not the pussy fart stuff. Welcome to the show, guys. My son's too young to learn the pussy fart things. Have a seat. Welcome. Happy side chick day.
You came just at the right time, yeah, to be honest. Yes. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, you.
And you're wearing a Utah Jazz shirt?
Yeah. New Orleans Jazz.
New Orleans. All right. I was going to kick you the fuck out. So the advice that I gave my son is something that I lived with, and the way that I fall asleep when I'm restless, because anxiety and depression and everything, it doesn't really help with sleep. So what I did as a kid, and I do to this day to answer my question, mm-hmm. is I flipped the script on him. I flipped him for real.
You flip him? You switch it on him?
I flipped him. What I do flip when I grace. Can't sleep at night is I don't count sheep. I don't jerk off.
Mm-hmm.
What I do is I pretend that it's time to get up.
Huh.
Yeah, I pretend like, oh, fuck, I got to get up for work right now. Back then, it was like, I got to get up for school. And you know when you're, like, begging for 5 more minutes, and, like, that 5 more minutes means so much to you when you're up in the morning? So I just tell myself at night when I'm tossing and turning, I just go, like, all right, I'm a good actor. I'm a good liar, right? Just pretend. pretend it's the morning, and I'm like, oh, I gotta get up right now. Oh, if only I can have 5 more minutes. Better than Xanax. I'll fall asleep. Right,
that cherished 5 minutes is why I don't eat breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'd rather sleep for 5 more minutes than eat like a bowl of cereal.
Yeah, fuck cereal. Exactly. Dude. Yeah, fuck breakfast.
Yeah, cereal's good for dinner.
So that's what I do. I trick myself. I tell myself it's the morning, and then that makes me want to go to sleep. Because of depression, I don't want to wake up ever.
Right.
Right. So at night, it's just like my thoughts are fucking flowing through me, telling me what a bad person I am. But in the morning, it's like stay asleep and avoid contact with humans. So then at night, when my mind is saying you're a piece of shit and you don't deserve rest, I just go, it's the morning. Ah, people. And then I shut down.
Yeah.
It helps.
Whatever works, man. All right.
Tremendously. Better than any prescription medication.
Hmm. Have you tried swimming?
Huh? I can't swim.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That sucks.
I would panic.
Oh, man.
I would panic. And the worst thing...
Can you blame your uncle for that?
Huh?
Can you blame your uncle for that?
For not knowing how to swim?
Yeah, like how I blame my uncle for not being able to ride a bike?
No. I blame...
He waterboarded
I don't know.
You.
I don't know how to... I don't know how to roller skate, swim. I barely know how to ride a bike. I don't know a lot of the basic stuff that boys learn. Mm-hmm. I blame on my father for leaving me when I was a baby. One. So thanks for bringing that up, guys.
No, well, my dad was around my whole life, and he never taught me to swim because he couldn't swim. So
right.
He was,
the cycle continues.
Also don't know Spanish.
Mine doesn't either. Our dads work together, remember?
Yeah, they're best friends.
They're terrible
Yours
dads.
Stayed around, mine left.
Yeah, they're both terrible.
So what do you do to go to sleep?
Well, nothing works. Me.
Okay, next answer.
But
that was quick.
Nothing works.
Here's my tried and true thing.
I'm awake all day.
My thing is to exhaust myself to go to sleep. So it's like, okay, brain, you're actively busy. What do you want to do? Get tired. Go to sleep. So work that brain. What does the brain want to do? It can like watch a show. Maybe I'll just watch a show until I just get tired of watching that show.
But fall your interest doesn't
exactly. And then my brain stays active, and so eventually I go to sleep. Like, eventually, like 3 or 4 in the morning if I can't go to sleep. I was like, well, maybe I should play a game that is exhausting and just let all the visual stimulus overtake me.
No.
It's 5 o'clock and I still don't want to go to sleep. So what works? Just total breakdown. Just until I fucking just stop wanting to function.
That's very unhealthy.
And then what happens is your body catches up because if you do like... It's like, no, if you're listening, here's my system. I'm giving you my system.
Nothing works.
4 days
That's
of...
my system.
So 4 days of nothing working, then eventually...
Your body collapses.
Your body goes, oh, I want cars. And then you just go to bed. You just eventually fall asleep.
That's called dying.
It's called, yeah.
And then Saturday.
Burning yourself out.
Saturday morning, which is like 11:45.
Nice.
You wake up. Your wife's already gone. The HEB and like bottle grunts of groceries and clean the house and whatever. And you're got a nice 4 hour power nap. Because you went to bed at 6 o'clock. Right. You know, so like what works
so you
is just...
wake up at the crack of noon, rub one out, sleep till 2.
Yeah, because rubbing one out does not work for me because I want to see the whole catalog. I want to like, you know, see the whole menu. Because people are like, wham, go to sleep. I was like, no, let me like flip through. And go, oh, this one doesn't work for
Use
me
Use your memory, dude.
It doesn't work for me because they're related for some reason. And it's just
shit.
I'm trying to fucking I'm trying to pleasure myself, but every fucking video they're related or some kind of shit
come on,
like that.
Bro, let's do it, sis.
Man. And you got to watch it with the volume down. I can't get any mileage from that. Anyways.
You don't need porn.
Well,
you have a vivid imagination.
I do.
I believe in you.
Well, just as I said before, the visual stuff. I still
before
like
what?
The tentacle stuff.
Yeah, that's what he likes.
Exactly. No, but again, the visual stimuli, it doesn't drain me. It just, like, physically. But yeah, like, but.
Just
I still need more.
Just rub one out in your sweats.
Well, then I got to go play games after I rub one out, and then you,
why
like,
would you do that? Go to sleep.
Because I can't go to sleep because my brain's like, once more. It's hungry.
Did you know the dopamine that makes men sleepy after coming makes women fall in love? Do you know that?
Is that why they make turkey?
Yep.
So much
it's
wrong.
Science.
It's total science.
So much wrong with both of what you just said.
It's science.
Total science. Google what I said.
It's
stovetop stuffing. That's why I brought this up.
Pussy fart love. Look it up.
You're not going to find anything. That's not the thing. It doesn't exist.
Try it. Do it at work.
I'm really good at sleeping. I can sleep on wooden floors.
You are very good at
sleeping. I can sleep on planes, trains, anything.
You time travel.
I call it teleporting. I'll get on the plane, and I'll just black out, and then next thing I know, I'm in the new city. Like, it's amazing. I'm really good at sleeping. But for the few times that I don't, I'm not able to sleep, and it is rare. Like, usually I'm pretty just, boom, I knock out. I go over script ideas in my head. Over and over and over. So it used to be there's this zombie.
Your scripts are so boring.
No. Well, so it's like it's what do you call it? Like revising them. Mm. Where does the plot go? Right. Maybe this should change. And so it started way back, like maybe like 20 years ago, as this like zombie horror movie idea that would happen that I sort of started writing, and then maybe like 5 or 6 years ago, it turned into the Kick-Ass essentially movie,
yeah, right.
thing, where it's like God and Jesus versus the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus.
Right.
And so it's this like, yeah, I know. It makes sense in my head. All right. It makes sense in my head.
I'm falling asleep.
Yeah. So. So I just go over that every time, and I'm like, okay, so this next scene, what happens, blah, blah, blah. And you do it so many times that, yes, it does get boring, and I'm just walking through it. Oh, and I guess that's one version, but there's another thing I just realized I just remember doing, is imagining the sound of you walking on, like, rocks on a trail. Huh. I just imagine that, like, just...
Like, would you... Would
and
you?
I imagine myself walking on a trail. Let's go, who?
Yeah, I was going to say
ASMR, bro.
I was going to ask, do you ASMR? Like,
no, I don't. You don't watch. I think I know what that thing is, where you listen to stuff or
you
something.
Don't watch webcam girls eat putty. Which webcam pickles? Girls eating Burger King? Yes. And it's not sexual. It's just like,
I think I just imagine myself on a trail.
Yeah, just listen to Matador from Mike Patton. It's just early ASMR.
This is good Burger King.
So it's either go over story ideas or imagine myself walking on a rocky trail. Those are the two things that I do.
That's really sweet. So
most
if anybody
time, I just sleep.
Has some recommendations besides jerking off, what you do to fall asleep when you can't, please go to the mic. We'll read the Facebook questions now. Come on. That everyone has some things they do to go to sleep.
Exactly.
So don't be chicken shit. We're not going to make fun of you.
I do the script thing too, but then my brain goes into like typical Hollywood exec mode and goes like, oh, where are the titties happening in this script? And then my brain starts making like scenarios.
Do?
Yeah,
Bill
my brain starts doing that, and then I want to go do the other things I talked about, and then that thing doesn't work for me.
Both of my
well.
Ideas have zero titties. Damn it.
That's
well, the script idea doesn't have them, but my
sleeper.
Brain goes.
He's a good sleeper.
Yeah.
Oh, and a good script writer.
Yeah. If I really need to fall asleep, it's like just 5 more minutes. Oh, let me suck your cock. Like in my head, and I'm just like, blah, 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 blah.
My brain's like, wait.
Yeah, exactly.
Stephen Colin says he likes to get wasted or walk my dog. So either get
fall
drunk.
Asleep
what
outside,
about get drunk and then walk your dog?
Is that a yo-yo trick?
Oh man, poor dog though. Like the poor dog has to go for a walk to fucking succumb to his needs.
Yeah,
the dog enjoys it. All right,
yeah, dogs.
So Ryan Timothy Brace says, have a small drink on occasion, but mostly I just have some kind of essay playing on YouTube to help lull me off. An essay,
like reading. What'll it, dude? Go to sleep.
No,
bro.
Essay. All right. No, he's from Canada.
You better go to sleep, bro.
The dude's from Canada.
Kill you. And don't be shit on
although,
my knife and not
that's
on my
dick. That's a fucking good ASMR. I like that. Yeah,
although the idea...
ASMR. Hey, I'm eating this taco.
The idea of a dude in Canada listening to some like hardcore like Mexican
Cholo?
Dude. Yeah, that is
and then
hilarious.
He comes and goes to sleep.
Yeah.
Cesar Portillo says he likes to listen to boring podcasts.
Yeah, fuck you, man.
Well, he didn't say... he just says boring podcasts.
Okay. It's cool. Season.
Like Freakonomics. Freakonomics is good. Travis K says, usually if I can't sleep, it's because I'm alone with my thoughts and they're running rampant. So contrary to what most people say, mindlessly surfing through Facebook or just looking at stupid junk online helps kill my brain's empathetic state. And my eyelids begin to close. It usually takes anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour, but it works. Amber Ray says, rub one out, but that doesn't
matter.
Yeah. Alpha Perez says, I used to watch MST3K and laugh myself to sleep. Carrie Reyes says, polish the pearl. Even if you don't want to, works every time. Doesn't count. Susie Hamilton, this does get count because she says, get laid. That doesn't count.
Like, that's, getting laid, yeah. If you had access to that, you wouldn't have sleeping problems.
There you go.
Man, it turns like I want to sleep.
Yeah, it's like you share a bed with someone.
Why? I'm
about?
Trying to sleep.
Yeah.
Samantha Lines Rick says, have a glass of wine or three and find something boring to read, like user manuals for kitchen appliances.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's good shit.
God damn. Eric Genevieve says masturbate, mm-hmm. count. But he also says shower.
It does count. It just doesn't work for people like us.
Or maybe this like is you. Actually this isn't. This is what he does. So it's, I thought it was like different things. No, it's he masturbates, showers, then falls asleep on the floor for 30 minutes to an hour, gets back in bed, watches random YouTube videos, contemplates suicide, watches some Netflix, contemplate life decisions, pass out, wake up on the floor at 5 a.m., repeat. Athena Brian Wood says, watch The Golden Girls.
That'd keep me up all night.
And Matthew Wayne says, have fun with Mary Jane.
Oh, yeah, Indica. Yeah, that'll help. Yeah. All right, Paulo. A podcast favorite. Did you know that? Give a fuck.
That's, okay.
That's why you're a favorite. What do you do to go to sleep? Fuck.
Basically, would turn the temperature of the apartment down to 60, to where it gets about pretty freezing.
Right. Yeah. So basically, hotel cold.
You're rich, dude.
I was gonna say, dude. Yeah.
But then lay on top of the bed, so the sheets underneath will get really, really warm. Yeah. So I'm freezing cold.
Yeah.
Dive underneath. Perfect temperature. Oh, like a light. All
right. That's a fucking great idea. Legit great idea. I'm going to fucking do that if I had a bed.
And if you didn't mind paying the skyrocketing.
Yeah. I'm good.
All right. Yeah.
Mr. Castro.
Mayor Castro, thanks for coming to the show.
Beto. My name is Beto.
Oh, okay. We need to go to bed. Lose.
So, when I was in the military, they gave me Ambien. Ambien used to help me go to sleep all the time.
Right.
But after being on it for 8 years, I could take an Ambien and be up for 2-3 hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm on sedatives right now.
Yeah. Well, it seems like it. So, sorry. Great. All right.
No,
I love
don't
you.
Apologize.
I
love, that was great. That was great. That was great.
So I went to the VA, and my VA doctor says that I don't like you on Ambien. Here, take some Trazodone. And I was like, okay.
Trazodone?
So yeah, that's a new rapper on Swisher House.
Yeah. So now Trazodone makes me hallucinate. So now I gotta take
his lyrics are pretty deep.
Hell yeah.
So what I was doing was I started binge watching on Amazon Prime. So I started watching like The Wired, and then I started developing this like Baltimore accent. I started slanging and what's up, bro, and all that.
Right, yeah.
Motherfucker head.
Yeah, give me a taste.
Yeah, and all this
got
shit.
A pager.
And so that was over. And then so recently I've been watching Bouncers. I don't know if you heard about that. It's about bouncers in
about
London.
About titties?
London. So it's these London guys and these bars, and it makes like Market Square look like Alamo Heights nights.
Oh, you know
what
I'm
saying? Hell yeah, bad tea.
And for those who are not from San Antonio, Market Square is where like the hood people go to party, and Alamo Heights is where upper class people,
socially,
white people.
Economically.
Yeah.
Challenged.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So recently I just take Trazodone, and somebody told me to get, they gave me a vape pen for indica.
Yeah,
so I'm going to try that and see what happens.
That works a lot. Get off the Trazodone.
What about the flower?
Indica's good.
Okay, got
it.
Trazodone, lyrics go right to your dome. Trazodone.
Indica, they call it Indica Couch, dude. You'll be out like a light. David Sanguigliano.
I put on the Inya Pandora station.
Hell yeah.
That's nice.
However, it stopped working. I became immune to it. So
yeah, I'm just like drugs. Yeah.
I plan on pranking my wife, and I'm like,
my wife, two
songs from now, I'm going to just scream at the top of my lungs and wake her up. And so planning that, trying to last through two songs is what just knocks me out.
You out.
Oh, hey,
like
little good.
Reverse like psychology. 10 minutes of like trying to get ready for something. Like just hold on a little more, and you can't do
then
it.
Then you come and go to sleep. Yeah. Usually, what happens?
So that sounds like whales mating.
Adolf Hipster,
what's up? Pretty much my go-to character now, I guess. Anytime Larry's around, that's...
All right, Abador, yes, please.
So we have a cat that is extremely overweight. I have a lot of trouble sleeping, but as soon as he lies on my chest, just pass out.
Fat pussies put you to sleep.
Yeah, that's it. That's the secret.
There it is. That would work for any guy. Yeah, that would work for any guy.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Put
on
you
chest.
To sleep, fucking fat pussy on my chest, baby.
Yeah, fuck
boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm allergic, like, though, homie.
Yeah, bouncers.com.
Bouncers.com. Yeah, have you seen Bouncers? I've seen some bouncers, baby.
I've seen some bouncers. Yeah, they're not related on that website.
Yeah, front row.
Yeah.
So, guys, if you can't sleep or your kids can't sleep, fuck it.
Wait,
it's not going to help. Nothing helps.
For kids?
Nothing helps for anybody.
Nothing helps in life.
Nothing helps in life. You're going to, like, the more you sleep, the less you appreciate life. The less you appreciate life, the quicker you die. So, fuck it.
I sleep great.
Yeah, you're fucking going to die sad.
I'd rather stay in the illusion, too.
Yeah, parenting, fuck it. So, Regan, what's new with science?
Woo! That's not default science. It's not
it
science
is default
all the time.
Science for them. Well, it's psychology sometimes as well, but psychology is science. So this is my
science.
This is my segment called "Hey, That's Not Funny" because I talk about stuff that's not funny. And today I'm talking about planets. Ha!
Yeah. Are they diggable?
Specifically, oh, I wish, right?
They're cool like that.
God damn it, that'd be cool.
Like that.
Yeah. Saturn is losing its rings at a worst-case scenario rate, according to this NASA thing.
Weight Watchers, am I right?
I was going to say losing weight, bro. You lose rings when you lose weight. No, when you lose weight, you lose your rings because your fingers aren't fat.
Oh, I thought it was like a tree.
No.
Yeah. Wow. That's cool. They already had a dynasty, so that's another
thing. Anyway, NASA research confirms that Saturn is losing its iconic rings at the maximum rate estimated from Voyager 1 and 2 observations. The rings are being pulled into Saturn's by its gravity and dusty rain of ice particles under the influence of Saturn's magnetic field. So it's losing the rings. Everyone knows that Saturn has those rings. They're slowly getting pulled in by the planet.
All that sounds sexy, by the way.
Yeah. Right?
It just does. What I just about, love all the verbiage of that entire sentence is...
That's some ASMR stuff?
I saw that on Bouncers.
Wait, does ASMR...
all that... That's like the bio line of my favorite clip on Bouncers. Everything you just said.
Time
rings
out.
Being pulled. Losing rings.
Hold on.
Pulled in. Saturn. Who's the name of the...
Sega
the
Saturn.
Performer?
Oh, the Sega Saturn.
Anyway,
just loved the Sega Saturn.
I do
and
love Sega
lost
Saturn.
His virginity in a Saturn.
Ooh nice. Yeah, jerks exactly. off to Sailor Saturn.
Oh, nice.
That's how it is. I like that. That's pretty good. She was the hot one.
She was the hot one, yeah.
Very aggressive.
She had black hair.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, jerk off to Sailor Saturn.
Yeah, she's the thicker one.
Okay, real quick. ASMR, is it supposed to... Is that to turn you on?
No.
It's
ASMR,
not a sex
it's a calming thing.
Thing.
It's supposed to calm you down. It's a soothing thing.
All right.
But
people
have taken it to different levels where they do different things, and so there is sexual ASMR that is.
Oh, because there's pussy it's party.
Yeah,
ASMR,
it's just straight up. It's straight up like that for like a half hour.
Anyway, so Saturn's losing its rings. Brought up my topic conversation, which is tell us about a time you've lost jewelry. It doesn't have to be rings, but I was thinking about losing rings or found jewelry. What happened?
It's just an old man portion of grapefruit in that drink and that old fashioned. Just a nice. That was a
Jesus
whole.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry. What just happened? Sorry, no, that's okay.
No,
go for it.
No, I'm not. It was an honest accident. I just took a drink of my drink and like an entire fucking citrus orange just almost choked me to death. I apologize.
It's okay. It's all right. Losing rings. Anyway, specifically because it came up with my idea back when I was 16 or 17. I don't know. I had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And... at some point, I guess she said that having rings was cool. Is that a thing people do? Wear rings? I don't know. I don't wear
rings. Ring. Like a friendship ring.
Yeah, but that's... Would you be wearing that if you weren't married?
Wait for my answer.
Oh, okay, cool. So I was like, I have to get a ring because she thinks rings are cool. So I saved up money from working at the Limited, which is a... I don't know if that's still a thing in malls. It's a girls' clothing store. Limited 2.
Limited
for
2.
The kids.
Electric Boogaloo.
And I went to James Avery, and I bought the coolest ring that I thought was that I could buy, which was just a silver band. It was a silver band ring.
Do you know her size?
No, it was for me. I had to buy a ring. Sorry, let me explain that. She thought that a guy I should wear a ring for she didn't
like a
get
dude like a guy. It's cool that a guy should have a ring.
I should have a ring. Jewelry. I don't know. It was weird. Anyway,
right.
So I thought it was really cool because I was stupid. And I bought this ring. And at the time, it was probably like 50, 60 bucks maybe?
Nope.
Or more? I don't know. I remember it being expensive.
Less.
You sure?
30 bucks.
I don't know. No.
About 90s, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Did you buy a gold one or a silver one?
Silver one.
Yeah, it was 30 bucks.
Hey, but this was I guess it was like 60 bucks to me.
Yeah.
How do you guys all know how much stuff?
I've been shopping at James Avery for a long time. Anyway,
yeah, so, he's the voice of Shredder.
Yeah, it's,
so when I was 16, that's a lot of money, I guess.
Uncle Phil. Yeah,
James Avery.
What's his real name?
Yeah.
Oh, that's his real name?
That's yeah. his real name.
Oh, God
Uncle
damn.
Phil. How did I not know that? AKA Turtles. Yeah,
no, that's I know that. Like, yeah.
Now you've made me mad, asshole.
Fist of North Star?
I just watched that freaking last night.
Avery? That's James Avery, too.
That's James Avery?
James Avery.
I just watched that last night.
Goes, now you've made me mad.
Sidebar.
Now you've made me mad, asshole. That's Shredder.
Early Fresh Prince, he had that weird, like, ball on his head. And then later Fresh Prince, it was gone. Did he shave it down? Homework assignment. Please continue.
All right. Bought the ring. I had to buy it in the spring. Anyway, I had to go on the summer trip. Literally the next week, I remember I got on this bus. It fell off my finger. It rolled down to the front of the bus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I lost it. I was never able to find it, and I swore off ever buying rings ever again for the rest of my life.
Good.
And I have yet to ever buy rings or jewelry ever since because I don't get it. I
yeah, just, man. No bitch can keep you down, dog.
Damn straight.
Yeah. So I beg to differ.
Yeah.
So, all right. So
that's
this
a good
is
album.
This is actually no bitch can bring you down. Yeah, yeah. From
was that too short?
No, it's Tramadol.
Trazodone.
No bitch can keep me down. Trazodone. Keep me Trazodone. Mine's actually kind of sweet. So, Andy and I have been together for going to be 20 years this year. Don't clap. Fuck you.
There it goes. Yeah. Let the hatred flow.
Downward spiral. Like that meth picture of that pretty girl that turns into an ugly one. Yeah, that's what's happening. So.
To you.
Yeah. Yeah, to me. So, essentially, this is actually really sweet. So, when we were dating, one of the things that we like to do is we like to go flea market shopping. So, we would go to the ghetto-ass flea markets, and the bulgas is what they're called.
As opposed to the high-class flea markets.
Yeah, that are called antique shops. So, we went to the flea market, and, you know, I've always been into, like, skulls and all that sort of bullshit. And so, it was just her and I, and there was this the thing about James Avery and how long I've been buying sterling silver is if you buy silver, it has these little numbers in there. I forgot exactly what they are, but you see that little indention there?
It's yeah, like, there's something there.
Yeah, there's a number in there. So it means it's actual silver. So this one place had this like rusty ass ring that had skull and crossbones on there. And Andy showed me the inside that showed that it was actually sterling silver. And it was only like $10. And I was like, cool, you know, skull and crossbones ring, whatever. But like you, I'm not really a jewelry person, right? So it was too flashy for me. So I just threw it in a box. Okay. So, you know, a child later, murder attempts later, marriage later, we go and buy our wedding bands. And I go to James Avery, and this was in 07, and this was $40. That's why I'm
Damn.
Saying. That's yeah, what I'm saying. Okay. Yours couldn't have been more than $40. So I bought an actual wedding band that had the crown of thorns because I like to think that Jesus suffered. So we got the crown of thorns wedding band, and then she got hers, right? And so then, you know, I was talking about, you know, my dad not being around. So then I reconnect with him in 2009, and we're working on a car. And again, my dad owns this, or is the president of the Alamo City Rods, right? So we're working on this old truck and bonding and stuff like that. And things are greasy, and I go and wash my hands in that grease shit that mechanics have. And on my way home, he's driving me back home, my wedding band is gone. I lost my wedding band. So I, you know, freak out. You know, I have a little bit of OCD. I'm just like, oh, shit, I got to go buy another one, blah, 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 blah.
It's $40.
So this – it is $40. But this was the ring that was blessed. This was the ring that, we use at our wedding ceremony. So it meant a lot to me, you know. So – and this is 2 years after we got married, too. So it was like a short amount of time. So we had just moved into our new house. And I'm going through boxes and stuff like that. And what falls out was this skull and crossbone ring that we had bought when we first started dating. And it is a wedding band. And I have had this wedding band now for 10 years. And it has been my wedding band longer than the wedding band that we use at my wedding. So the sweet thing about it is that when I was dating this girl, I bought my wedding band with her unknowingly. And 15 years later,
is what it is. So that is super sweet.
Super
Wait,
sweet.
Real quick though, yeah, what
I
makes
sleep
it
on the couch?
What makes it a wedding? Is it just a wedding band when you put it on the finger?
Yeah, it's just a straight ring.
But do guys not wear straight rings?
No, you can't wear like a fucking like a. I mean, you know, anything.
I don't know anything about jewelry.
Anything could be your wedding band, but just the fact that it's like a straight like cylinder.
Do any guys have rings or wearing rings?
No. Yeah. Yeah, it's just a straight circle. Like
So every man's ring is a wedding ring.
No, there's some people that wore rings, like Kiss the Ring, like fucking like.
Yeah, you can like monsters wear pinky
rings.
Like Trazador,
I'm sure he wears rings and he's not married.
Or if you win a Super Bowl, I get it. But
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Every. All right.
But see, it's plain, it's a band. It's a wedding band. So that's what defines a wedding band.
But every guy's ring is a wedding band.
No, like you can get fucking. I have a ring that's a.
If it's not on the ring finger,
demon horns.
It's not a wedding band.
Yeah,
it's just a ring.
Yeah, or a coke ring or a cock ring.
A cock ring, yeah, or a cock ring, and then say I do, and then separate your nuts from your butt. That's what cock rings do, Jess.
My first piece
is band. How it's just like
it's
a fucking
pure silver. It's just round.
If you put that on another finger, it wouldn't be a wedding band.
Well, it is my wedding band.
No,
because...
but it would be a wedding band you're wearing on.
No, just be a ring.
Finger.
No, because say,
it's
well,
a band.
This will actually come into play with my answer.
It would be a fucking wedding band.
God, it's just a ring.
What's the difference between a t-shirt and a collared shirt? A collar. That's a wedding band.
But if you put that on another
God
finger,
it.
It'd be a ring.
No, it's the ring I bought to fucking marry. That's what makes it the wedding ring.
God
if I bought that fucking Flippers, the arcade thing, and it had a skull on it, and I paid $5
Larry's
for it.
Larry's has skulls on it.
Yeah, but that's
still
the wedding
a fucking
ring because
band.
It
it's within
for the
fucking
ceremony.
It put it on another finger.
You
it's just a ring.
You spent $60 on a $25 wedding band.
Oh, I didn't know
our shit.
No. It's just a... Okay, go ahead.
Well, anyways, my first piece of... My first piece of jewelry
Jesus
I bought at PetSmart.
Right.
Perfect.
So, for no real good reason, I was like, you know what? I don't have any jewelry. This is real. Like my rationale is real. It's like, I don't have any jewelry. I see people, like, wear rings or necklace or something like just like silver or gold or something like that. I was like, well, I don't want to spend the money, but I want something that's totally me. So, I was at PetSmart. And they had those things with dog collars where you can personalize them and like put your pet's name on there. So I got this little blue bone, this little blue doggy bone, and it says Jesse Castro. It had my birth, the date of birth,
your
and then
socials, your address. If lost, return Jess to.
And then in quotes, it said, "Give me some chocolate." So it's just a little blue dog bone that I wore, and the reason I bring this up is because I did lose it, and because I didn't wear it like after a while because the cheap beaded like silver thing like it got brown and like deteriorated from all just you know wearing it and you're not supposed to wear it.
It's
for a dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's not supposed to be worn by
a
human.
Exactly. I probably got like lead poisoning from it or whatever. So I found that and put it away. But
lead chain.
That's my first piece of jewelry and I lost it and I found it. But the real almost lost it thing with my wedding ring is kind of funny. Is so for a small period of time. The ring got really loose because I was losing a little bit of weight and then it was cool, but the ring got loose, right? So it kind of slip off every once in a while.
Band-aid,
so it's,
baby.
Yeah, I eventually did use a Band-Aid. And the reason why I started to use a Band-Aid is because I was driving home from work and I was air drumming to something. To something intense, like it was
hates us all.
Yeah, just straight up, like I was straight up journeying,
the stadium rock air drumming.
So no bullshit. In the middle of me, like just Big Lebowski, just like airboard. The ring flies off, but it like action movie, like it bounced everywhere, and I was like, oh shit! Like, and I was like in this little, like luckily I wasn't on the highway or anything.
Oh damn it.
But it was just like, you know, rain and blood, and then just this ring, ping, 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 ping. It was something intense. I just know it was something like I was into it. And this ring shot off, and it went ping, 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 and it was like, ah, like, and I had to, like, pull over because it was just like one of those
like
weird...
Like a bee in your car?
Yeah. And then I had this panic thing because it was total rationale went out the window. My windows were up.
I was going to say, all windows broken.
No. The windows were up, but I had to pull over the car because I was so paranoid that like, oh, it flew out the window. Like even though my windows were up, but it was that important to me to not have the ring fly out the window. So after like 10 minutes, pulled the side of the road, Slayer still playing, I'm trying to find this thing. So I found this ring, and then that's what kind of got me to wear a Band-Aid. And so the solution was the Band-Aid. That's a temporary solution.
So then I decided to gain weight.
That's exactly what I did. I offset it. And I was like, maybe if I put on 10 extra pounds, I'm okay. And I am.
All right, man. My good. Pizza party.
What a
pizza. So
what
if anyone has an answer, please go to the microphone.
Anybody have a good story about
jewelry? Come on.
Losing jewelry or finding jewelry.
Don't be shy. It's just a jewelry question. We'll read social media now. Gain the nerve. Please share your story about losing jewelry.
All right, we'll do Facebook answers. Ryan Tip of the Brace says, I found someone's artificial teeth once in a parking lot. Does that count?
That counts.
It does count.
It does count.
And then there's posted pictures. A picture.
Oh, shit. Yeah. He's
of someone's teeth that he actually found. Those are expensive.
Yeah, he's sex toy debt.
God. Stephen Colton says, my brother,
you do that?
Show me that smile again.
Oh, growing pains.
Don't waste another minute. You're crying. Kirk Cameron.
The shark bites with them pearly whites.
Oh, come on, man. I got it. Stephen Colton says, my brother's dog ate my gauges while I was wearing them. We were wrestling.
That's too stinky.
He was wrestling with his dog. And he said...
That's awesome.
Yeah, I did not care to find them after they passed.
Ever smelled an ear that had gauges?
No.
Smells like a belly button that you farted in.
How many times have you smelled people's ears, Larry?
He's married.
Four. My wife doesn't have gauges.
I have to tell my belly button's being farted in. And that's the answer.
That's fucking April Fool's, man.
Travis K.
Stop stuffing.
Says, when I was in sixth grade.
I'm going to come.
And because it was reverse cowgirl, that's where the farting into a belly button thing happens. Yeah. There's an answer for everything. If you just use logic, you can find an answer for everything.
If you fuck right, you get your belly button farted in. That's just how it works.
That's what you're going to tell your son?
Yeah, exactly. It's rodeo time, reverse cowgirl, get your belly button farted in. You have an innie for a reason. When the doctor was scooping the umbilical cord, I was like, can you get a little extra? Because I want him to know what it's like to be a man.
That's such a weird sentence. Travis K says, when I was in sixth grade, our house was robbed. They took a bunch of my mom's jewelry. I'm not a huge jewelry person, so I didn't lose anything. But among the stolen items were my mom's wedding rings, two rings. About a month later, they showed up in our mailbox, cut in half. Later, I found out another one of my mom's rings, half buried in the dirt and leaves by our back gate, which was how they got into and out of the house. It was kind of wild. We never found out who did it, though. That's like Vendetta stuff.
Yeah, right? That's a Blumhouse horror movie.
Nah, she stole her own rings and cut them because she wasn't happy in her marriage.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, that's what happens with women.
Yeah. Stepfather 3.
Yeah, you didn't give me flowers on Valentine's Day. Snip, snip, snip.
Angel Beza says, I got in a fight because a kid tore my necklace with a cross on it. The church lady said you shouldn't start fights over religious objects that aren't even worth that much.
Jesus.
Perfect answer. Yeah, Jesus.
Literally.
He's all, it was worth it for me.
Yeah, he died for our sins.
Amber Ray says, when I was a kid, my sister, my cousin, and I were playing buried treasure, but all we had was an empty plastic lunchbox, so we went in my grandma's room looking for treasure to bury, and we found a gold ring with the birthstones of all of her nine children. So we put it in the lunchbox and buried it in a hidden spot. So hidden that we never found it again.
Brought to you by Bouncers.
Yeah. And then that starts National Treasure 3. It's buried in the backyard. That's my really bad necklace cage.
That's a good necklace cage. Oh, the bees.
It's buried in the backyard.
I'm Ghost Rider.
Freddy Brace. Face off. Sis, I found a green marble colored ring in the shape of a snake in elementary school once. It reminded me of Conan the Barbarian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Carrie Reyes says, once I found a plain silver ring on top of the tampon trash can in the girl's bathroom. I took it and showed my ex-boyfriend. For some reason, he misinterpreted this and thought I was giving him a promise ring. By coincidence, it fit him perfectly, and he didn't take it off for the next 3 years of our relationship.
Aww. Now he has Hep C.
That's bloody sweet. That is bloody brilliant.
Speaking of sweet, now he sleeps with men behind his baby's mama's back, and I think that's why. Don't wear trash jewelry.
With there that ring, was there any strings attached?
Yeah!
Drop the mic!
Just
that was a mic droppable.
That was great, dude.
That was all right.
That was good. You should be really proud of yourself, man.
Yeah, I can't ride a bike.
Yeah, exactly.
At the end of the night, I still don't know how to ride a bike, and it takes me hours to come after watching Bouncers.com, so it's a small victory, but I'll take it. At the end, there's more L's and V's, but, you know, all right.
More L's and V's? You mean W's?
No.
Whatever. Victories, yeah. Sure.
Oh, we have a live answer. All right,
nice Tiffany. Shirt. Nice shirt.
Hi, I'm Tiffany. And
hi, Tiffany.
I actually lost something outside while I came to wait for your show to start.
No!
And so I am a part of a hunting and hiding glass group called Asparus Perdidas, which is a Facebook group where people are encouraged to hide glass pendants or marbles or other glass trinkets or sculptures.
Does meth count? Because that's known as glass.
Sometimes we find things on hunts where we're looking for glass and we find other people's drugs and things.
Oh,
sometimes
fuck.
We leave them there. Sometimes they're free.
Right.
But so anyone can go on Facebook, go on Asparus Perdidas, look at the hides. If you know where it is, go and look for the piece. If you find the piece, they take a picture, you say you found it, and then you can keep it or lose it again.
So I found a very cool clear skull. What do you call it? A gem? I don't know. For my birthday, it was pretty awesome. So yeah, Asparus Perdidas. Check it out.
So when I was 19, I was dating this girl, and like I had
on,
this. Yeah, no.
That wasn't necessary, Larry.
I had this necklace that I made out of a vintage gumball machine key.
Oh, wow.
And it was like this really badass thing. And yeah. Like I looked it up online. It's like $200 to buy this key now. But like I broke up with her one night at Sam's Burger Joint. I was just like, it's
not, where you do it.
Yeah, that's the place.
Yeah,
and
at least you can rub on.
And then like I realized about an hour later when I was getting in my friend's car, like, oh no, I didn't get that necklace back from her. And her name was Jamie. We got into the car, and apparently I had left my friend's car door unlocked, and so she like put it in the cup holder in the car. I was like, oh, okay, so I got it back. Like, that was a cool thing. But when my friend started the car, the song that was playing on the radio was Jamie's Crying, that, like, Van Halen song. And, like, we just kind of, like, looked at each other. She was like, you suck, dude.
Yeah. Do you still have it?
I really do. Yeah, I do.
Nice. Yeah, like, sell it. You get $200.
Nah, man. That thing's, it's just going to go up in value.
Is it? That's
what
hoarders say.
Yeah, it is.
That's a really great story. Thank you, David.
Yeah.
All right, Brand Bumpers.
So I found my innocence.
No. Okay, yeah, so you had to sleep. Yeah, the return to innocence.
There we go. Now, so this is not something, it's not jewelry, but I found something, and I gave it to a friend.
Chlamydia?
That's right.
Yeah.
Damn it. Yeah. Okay, so I was wanting someone to walk in. I was like, please walk into that one. Anyways, I became friends with an actor that was Leatherface in Chainsaw Massacre 2, Bill Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at his house. Surprisingly depressing house, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I even told him. I was like, it's depressing, and I'm leaving. And he was like, do you still want to eat? And I was like, no, not here. You're
fine. Yeah, come on, man.
Nasty. I've seen what you eat. No, but like, I was leaving.
Coach Dave.
And I don't know how I saw it, but in the ground, stuck in the ground, upside down, was a Saint figurine. That's headless.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled it out of the ground. And I showed it to Bill. I was like, hey, did you make somebody mad? Because this is usually like some kind of like voodoo, you know, bad juju shit. And he's like very blasé about it, like he is about everything except for women and weed. He was all, I was like, good answer. So I took it with me. And I gave it to Larry. Because he's a huge Chainsaw Massacre fan, and I was like, "Hey, look at this!" Yeah, like I was like, "This came out of Bill's yard."
Yeah,
so
it's cursed.
It's cursed.
It's cursed.
Passing it on to you.
Your marriage is going to fail, and you're going to get terminal illness.
Yeah. This is the tumor saint.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I got biopsied for cancer and found out today that it might not be.
Woo!
Yay, thyroid.
B9. That's the best bingo sign.
Yeah, the best kind of denial.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Way to go.
Anyway, point is, yeah, found it.
And gave it to me. And
to
I
you.
Still have it. Thank you very much, Brent.
Not
and
a
it's
problem.
Actually not voodoo. It's actually what paranoid Mexican Catholics do to bless their house. They put saints underneath and bury them. It's like a good luck thing. So
okay.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
I stand corrected.
Yeah. I appreciate it. But it was headless, which I am now currently.
Yeah, so now I'm like it.
Yeah, no head for me.
Fuck.
Thank you, Brent. So, Regan.
So, yeah, Saturn's losing its rings. apparently turns Jess on for some reason.
I mean, it's hot.
It's not funny.
But it is hot.
Okay, that's cool.
Sailor Saturn.
Mm.
So we come to the end of our podcast. Did you guys have a good time?
Yay!
Thank you all so much for joining. We do this every third Friday here at the Blind Tiger Comedy Club. And if you haven't noticed by now, this is an educational podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what we do is we ask ourselves and we ask our audience, what did you come to know? What made you come to learn something about yourself, about the world, or maybe life in general? So please form a line and let us know something that you learned from today's podcast. You know you learned something. And if you didn't give an answer to any of our questions, you're required to let us know what you learned today. So Jess, what did you come to know?
I've come to know that hip-hop as a culture continues to cultivate an evolution, you know, just continues to grow. Biggie, Tupac, Trazador.
Trazodone.
Who's Trazodore's Trazodore's brother, Trazodone. That bitch gonna lie. What was the name of her album?
Oh, I forgot.
It's her, by the way. Trazodone.
As a woman?
Yeah, as a woman.
Like a butch lesbian rapper.
She's in Hidden Figures too.
Since Kid K from Technotronic and DeBrett.
Anyways, hip hop. I love it.
Yeah. What I came to know is that there is a super cool guy that molested a 16-year-old boy.
He's not cool!
Well, he was cool.
He was cool.
And he is a good friend of a good friend of mine. So what does that say about my inner circle of friends?
Yeah.
So watch your back. Don't trust anybody. And make sure you don't lose weight so you can keep your jewelry.
Yeah. I just love how eager he was. Look, here's his picture.
Yeah. It's my friend.
I know that guy.
He made the news. Oh, no shit. Did he win an award? No. Is he famous? Kinda.
Win-win. I've come to know that a ring on the wedding finger is a wedding band, but it's not if it's not on the... But it is... But it sort of isn't.
I
so
learn anything, dude.
Yeah, I guess I didn't learn. I gotta go research what makes a wedding ring and what makes a wedding band. I don't know. So just maybe Google I didn't learn anything. I learned that I don't know the difference between a wedding band and a ring that's just not on your other finger.
I got it. It's perfect. It's like fucking Lost Boys. It's a tub of water. It's a tub of fucking bath water, but then when you fucking bless it, it becomes holy water. So the ring is just a ring, somebody that is blessed doesn't have to be a particular religion, but somebody says this ring anoints you. It is a wedding ring, by holy water, and much like holy water, wedding kills vampires.
And I am hoping that somebody learned that you're not fucking right unless you make the pussy.
Yeah,
fuck.
I'm surprised y'all guys didn't say that.
Oh, I knew that. I didn't learn that.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Amber.
It was my turn. Okay. Thank you. So do I have to put my mouth on it?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
all right.
If you want it to stand up straight.
Yeah.
I got you. So I came to learn that a guy has not fucked a girl right unless he makes her pussy fart.
Yeah.
Which makes me now question most of the guys that I've been with.
That's it, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Or the tightness of your love. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Yeah. If you can get air in there.
So air in there.
There's a movie with Kevin Bacon.
Oh, that like
originally it was about how to fuck, but then they just changed into a
basketball movie.
I thought you were about like Aaron Longdick. He's a guy on Bouncers.com.
Jimmy Dolan, Shake and Bake.
So if you bless the ring and then put it on another finger, is it still a wedding band?
Sure. Yeah. Because here's the reason why is because if I lost enough weight to lose this ring, I would be forced to wear it like a goddamn hobbit around my neck.
Right. And if you liked it, should have put a ring on it.
Yeah.
So if that's all the only thing that any of you guys learned from today, then
yeah, you all knew that Saturn was losing its rings due to its freaking gravitational
pull.
Yeah,
so we didn't do it right because we heard no pussies fart. Oh, speaking of pussy fart, we have Mayor Castro coming up here.
My name is Don Jr.
Okay.
I did not know that the belly button was a receptacle for pussy farts.
No, farts in general.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for reverse car girl. Car girl.
Car girl? Reverse car.
No, I'm going to stick with car girl.
I was going to make it work.
No. Reverse car girl is reverse cowgirl but anal.
Jesus Christ.
Where does the pussy...
Why?
Because I'm...
Why is that
there's
where
an
your
answer
mind
for
went?
Everything!
Because it's in the trunk.
Oh, there it is. That was a triple threat.
Yeah, and with reverse car girl, you get no farts. On your belly button.
No, you get them on your balls.
Yeah, exactly, right.
So,
your body's a tool. Learn how to use it.
That's right. Yeah.
That's Jess's children's book. Exactly. Like,
your body's a tool. How to, welcome, guys. How to Jeff Dunham your pussy. Come on in. So, it's called Vag Twilliquist. So, Jess, this is the end of our show. What do we have going on with Comedia
Dover? Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us at the Blind Tiger Comedy Club, for joining us at Public Access Live. But you can get other episodes in the past and listen to them right in your ear hole on ComediaGoGo.com and at oneofus.net. We'll have an iTunes feed really soon, so you can hear all of the episodes in one place relatively soon. But for now, your hotspot is to go to ComediaGoGo.com or oneofus.net. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, hashtag Public Access, and you can join our Facebook Public Access Happy Campers page so you can answer all the questions if you're not able to come to our show. We'd love to hear your answers. We'd love to share your answers. We'd love to ridicule your name in public. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And follow us at ComediaGoGo on Instagram, like Jess said, and our individual accounts at Ray Augusta, at My Neighbor Jess, or at Larry Garza Comedy, where you can see all of my upcoming shows. You can definitely catch me here every Friday night at midnight for our infamous free midnight show at the Blind Tiger. So that's going to be in 20 minutes. I'd like to thank all of our guests here at the Blind Tiger Comedy Club. And once again, this is Larry.
This is Regan.
And this is Jess.
And we'll pussy fart you later.
We don't have to. Oh, there it is. That's how it ends.
I hate that that gets a round of applause.
Yeah, it sure does.
That's how the show ends.
You know what? Watch that.
Yo.